Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi. Would you like to reservation code?
Yes. Hold on one moment, please. Let me pull up the screen here.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you.
All right. All right. Come on, computer. It's being very slow today. Okay. If you could please repeat it back, just four numbers at a time.
2511.
Okay.
2901.
Got it.
0028.
0028. Okay.
6044.
6044. One moment, and I'll pull up the information we have on your business. And is this SaveMart Closeout Ltd. Liability Company?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And one more second here. And then who am I speaking with today?
Tool Simile.
I'm sorry, how could you spell your, how do you spell your name?
T-O-O-L-S-I-E.
L-S-I-E?
I-E.
Okay, and your last name?
M-A-L-L-A-Y.
M-A-L-L-A-Y. Okay, mm-hmm. Nice to meet you today. My name is Zach.
Okay, Zach.
And, hey, we just got a new phone system about a week and a half ago, and we've experienced a couple dropped phone calls here and there. Is there a good number that I could reach back out to you in case, God forbid, our call were to drop?
This is a number, 908-469-1343.
1343, great. Thank you. I appreciate it. I've had a couple drop calls over the past week. And so I just want to confirm some information that we have on file for you. Is your business still at the 1155 Elizabeth Avenue in Elizabeth, New Jersey?
Yes, all right.
Okay. And then the business classification, is it a partnership, an LLC, an S-Corp, C-Corp?
No, it's an LLC, no partnership.
Okay, gotcha. So yes, what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a bunch of different programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can kind of find a good fit to assist your business.
Okay.
So you're looking for capital or equipment or a little bit of both? Or?
I'm looking for capital.
Okay.
But what would the business require to make, like to... Is there an amount? Because you said 250 up to 250,000, but I don't know how much the approval is going to be.
How much are you looking for?
Is it based on the income?
Yes, it's based on the sales from the year previous. We're able to lend 10 to 12% of those sales. So here's a nice round number. Say if you did $1 million last year, we could lend you upwards of 100 to 150,000.
Thank you.
Was there a specific dollar amount in
mind? No, it was, this business is not that big.
That's okay.
Because I need funds to do more.
Sure.
So
how much were you looking for?
I was looking maybe like around, because I'm averaging like maybe like 20 grand a month. How much you think I could get off of that?
So 20 grand a month, it's about $250,000 for the year. You could probably upwards of 25 to maybe 30, 35,000 for you.
Uh-huh.
Would that be helpful to the business and what you're looking to do, or?
Well, what would the rates be like? I mean, on that, what the terms would be, how much interest would be on that?
So, this is an unsecured loan. And I can't give you specific numbers because we have to look at information on the business, time in business. We look at credit and cash flow and the industry that you're in as well to give you specific numbers. But it is unsecured, so it's a little more risky on our end. So rates start at right around 10 cents on the dollar, and they go up from there just depending on the factors that I had mentioned. Terms are anywhere from 3 months all the way up to 24 months, and I have seen 36 months as well. It's just a matter of what kind of term you're looking for.
So 24 months on, let's say, maybe 20, like a $20,000.
Yeah, We would have to, I'd have to run the information through underwriting for them to give you a solid number. Cause I don't want
to. No,
still
I don't want
just...
to start the process and then I see the number goes up on the interest. I need to know how much I would have to pay on.
I can't tell you that information. I cannot tell you that information without looking at any of your financials.
It doesn't sound right to me. I mean, you guys are supposed to have a base. I tell you I'm doing 20. I have proof I'm doing $20,000 a month.
Right. But, you know, you can tell me. Customers can tell me a lot.
I could have tell you more, but I'm being honest with you.
And as I am being honest with you, I don't want to give you...
That $20,000 loan, how much do you guys charge the interest for?
It's, you know, in a perfect world, it'd say that it's 10 cents on the dollar, and it's for a year on $22,000. You're going to pay $2,200 in interest. So it's gonna, you're going to pay back $24,400 on $22,000 over the course of a year. That's the best case scenario. And that's just an arbitrary number because we haven't looked at any of your financials. So I don't really feel comfortable just throwing numbers out there when they might not be correct, if that makes sense.
No, if you've been doing this and doing it for everyone, you should have an idea. On a $20,000 loan or a $100,000 loan, you should have an idea because I know I can get qualified for $20,000.
Okay. I have not looked at your credit. I haven't looked at any of your bank statements. I have talked to financials all the time that tell me certain things, but then we look at their financials and it's something totally different. So until we can look at some of those financials, you know, I can't just throw arbitrary numbers out there. I just did, you know, in a best case scenario, but I can't say that that's what we can offer you until we actually look at, you know, what the business is doing.
Basically, it's 10%.
Yeah, that's the starting rate. It can go up from there if credit's not that good, or if there, you know, if there's tax liens and things like that. So until we see that information, it's very tough for us to really just throw a number out there.
Tax lien on property, because you will go off my personal to get this loan.
We look at personal credit, but this would be a loan that goes on your business credit.
Right.
Yeah. So until we,
how did you guys get my information to able to say to send me a form, or I can approve you $250,000?
Are you familiar with UCC filings that are public knowledge? Businesses do those when they receive loans or file for loans. Those are public knowledge. So we saw that you had gotten a loan back in looks like September of 2014, and it looked like there was a solid history there along with that as far as payment is concerned. So it met some of the criteria that we look for when we look for customers, and so that's why we had sent you out that information stating that you were pre-approved.
Okay.
So it looked like, you know, the business was solid, and you have a solid borrowing and payment history. So it looked like a good candidate for our products, and that's why you received the mailer that we had sent out to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the business is pre-approved for $250,000. But then we would also need to look at the numbers to see if that would be a good approval for you, because we don't want to overburden a business or create a problem.
The whole thing is the business is not doing $1 million a year.
Okay.
So it's not like, you know, for me to do $1 million a year, I need at least inside here a $500,000 inventory.
Okay. What exactly do you guys sell?
General merchandise.
Okay.
Everything from mattresses to clothing to household, you know, everything, a little bit of everything.
Okay. And would you be looking to up your inventory? Would that be a reason to bring on the capital?
I mean, I'm looking for something more that is, you know, I need $150,000. Merchandising my store in order to carry everything and for my business to up. At least if I have that, my business can go to $700,000 a year.
Oh, wow. So
I guarantee that, but it's just I don't have the capital to do it. Like, okay. For instance, I started this business only with $20,000 in stocks. And today I have an inventory of about $70,000, $80,000 in inventory.
And how quickly do you go through your inventory, typically?
Very, very fast. Like, the cleaning supplies go very fast, clothing very fast. My stuff, it rotates quickly, on a quickly basis, especially the cleaning supplies and health and beauty.
Okay, because that is, you know, a perfect scenario for our loans. They're shorter term in length, and if you could flip your inventory several times, you know, you could do that throughout the year, we could definitely partner up with you to
help
you
achieve
that.
Yeah, but I would need someone to come out here, take a look at my store, or if you want, I can even, like, the Skype call in, and you can take a look at the store, you know. However, because the whole thing, I need an investor in my business, and it's a good location, it's a lot of opportunities here, but because I told you, I start my business very low capital, this is the problem I'm having, and...
So cash flow issues, in essence?
And yes, yeah, because, look, Christmas is right around the corner, I need stocks for Christmas, I need for toys, I need for gifts. I can't bring none of that. I don't have the money to do it.
Gotcha.
So,
I have a scenario for you. You know, we can give you feedback in roughly 24 hours to let you know, hey, this is what we have available for you. If you like it, you know, we can put this into your account. You know, and if you don't, you know, you have a peace of mind that we tried something for you. So it's not a very long process. It's not a tough process. We just have a one-page application. We'd want to look at some bank statements to verify cash flow and the first two pages of the most recent tax return to verify sales and ownership. And I can have feedback for you in 24 hours to let you know that, hey, we can make this available for you, or, you know, hey, you know, we tried, but this is all we can make available for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to go through the whole shebang and then it's not approved, you know what I'm saying?
Right. The one thing is I can't...
But do you have anybody that work in the local over here and that could come out and take a look at the business?
Unfortunately, that would be later on in the process. Once we had gotten you approved, that we would have someone go and do the inspection. But again, it's just a 24-hour process to get you approved, and then we can continue to move forward from there.
Nice. I would like for them to come and see where they're investing the money. I don't want to take money and then they don't know where it's going to be invested.
Right. Well, we wouldn't give you that money. We wouldn't just give you the money and then someone out there. I mean, there's a process involved to, there'd be an inspection of the place. And then after that, when they go through their final review, they would decide, okay, this is a good candidate for these funds, or this is not a good candidate for these funds. But there is a process involved. I can't just say, hey, approve this guy for $25,000. You know, he sounds like a good guy. We have to look at documentation to do that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, my business only show X amount, so the money that I'm looking for, I'm not going to be able to uplift. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Right, but it sounds like we can get you approved for some money initially to start the inventory process. And
No, I don't want that little bit money to start, because it's not enough. I don't want to, you know, struggle with a little bit of money. I want to grow, and this is the time I have my knowledge into the business, and I want to grow. I don't want to, you know, stay like this. Because this is going to take me another 3 years to get where I want to be for the $150,000.
Right. Well, we can build towards that in a lot quicker time, as we are a relationship-based bank. You get an initial loan with us. Halfway through that, we refinance it, bring on more money.
No, it's not going to work like that. I need someone to come and take a look at the location and see if it's worth for them to put their money here. And that's all, because I don't want $25,000 not going to do anything. That can't even bring in my cleaning supplies that I want to bring to offer in this.
I'm sorry, but we're not going to be able to do anything for you unless we receive an application. I mean, that's, it's going to cost us money without receiving an application to send someone out to look at your facility when it might not be worth our time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but if I only send the application, you're not going to ask me for bank statement. You're not going to ask me for other documents.
We would have to. We would have to, because that's
but
the only
I'm
way to verify the cash flow.
I'm being honest with you. I don't understand. Honesty doesn't go anywhere today, I believe.
Yeah, I'm being honest with you as well, and it doesn't seem like you're believing me.
No, I don't, because what I think is based on the money that you make. That's what you're gonna offer. You're not gonna offer, like I'm telling you, $150,000 to fill up my store.
Yeah, I'm telling you that. We can't do that for you if you do $250,000 a year.
Minus the money from your account, not my account. The supplier, they gonna call you and they can charge, okay, $3,000 for this company, that company, that company, and they send the merchandise to my store. It's not like I'm gonna be controlling the cash.
You know, if you'd like to send an application, I can. You know, that's the only way we can make something available for you. At this point, I'm not sure what else to tell you. I can't approve anything for you without any sort of documentation.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time, man. Thank you.
Yep.